guy at the mall.
Oh, there's the naked guy.
Where?
Did you see him in the window with the AC? He was just naked and he looked out the window.
Oh, wait. It's been such a long time since I've seen him. Oh, he's wearing... Oh, he's wearing boxer briefs.
Well, I didn't mean butt naked. Get your ass out of the gutter.
You said naked. Are we recording? Should we just start?
Open, motherfucker! These motherfuckers, I swear, they're trying to kill! Yo, Famous, your favorite bitch! I'm not going down without a motherfucking fight!
Whoa!
We are recording in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Wait, you know what this is? Actually, I don't know if this is it yet, but
you know how
there's that hurricane that's coming up the coast?
Is this it?
This is. I don't think this is it, but you know what it's called? God.
What?
Elsa.
Oh my God. It's been a minute since we had a little. Is there going to be a Frozen 3?
Yeah, you're in it.
Fuck, I gotta practice.
Whoa, right part.
What? It's literally okay. So
wait, that guy's naked too.
Where?
In the wait, is that the same guy?
Does he have two floors? Duplex?
Wait a second.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, so we are recording and both looking out the window into this little courtyard. I think that's a woman. I don't mean to gender, you know, my neighbors, who knows. But we are looking out into this courtyard and the trees are blowing and the storm is coming and apparently every single one of my neighbors is barely clothed in their apartments and we can, yeah. So that's the scene that
that's
we're coming to you from.
Let's give some smells. Let's give some taste.
A little bit. I feel like I smell my own sweat.
I'm smelling
a little.
Like a little. I taste a little orange. I taste a little. I just had some leather.
Licking my leather sock.
But there's your one singular leather sock.
And my other sock is made of glass. Glass sock. Oh my, I am absolutely just gagged at the weather outside.
To freedom!
That was real thunder.
Honestly, kind of, that's what it sounds like.
That's like what's happening outside right now. Oh my God, there's literally like leaves flying up into the sky.
Leaves flying up into the sky.
It grows the economy.
It's physically growing. It's growing. Leaves grow it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, queen skinny legend for some.
We have an announcement to make.
Yeah, some housekeeping up top.
Three housekeeping things. One, free Britney. Two, free Britney. Three.
Three, we're going on tour. we're going on tour.
Going on tour. We are going on a 3-week.
That kind of sounds misleading. That actually sounds like we might be. Well, we're headlining
it's called a.
Let's start over. We're. So we'll be
so you know tours and things.
That's a good place to start. Yeah. So we'll be a little bit MIA for the rest of July because of
what did you just call me?
July? MIA?
Because I was bar mitzvahed.
What? Okay. Oh my gosh, the storm. Oh my gosh,
oh my
the
God,
ivy.
That tree is gonna fuck.
Okay, we'll keep you updated on this tree being knocked over now.
We literally might get swept away.
Should I get some wind sounds from out the
window?
Yeah,
open the window really quick.
Let's get some,
it's crazy out there.
It's brutal.
It's brutal out here.
So let's do this. Okay, and then we'll get to housekeeping. But here's ambiance. Oh, wow.
Wow, that kind of sounds really nice.
That was kind of beautiful. Okay,
ambiance
over.
We honestly should be hired for Calm, that app where all the celebrities do their...
We should
nighttime.
Be hired for the opposite app.
Wait, do your best nighttime talk. What would you say if you were Calm app?
Hello. Imagine your eyes are closed and you hear something and it's walky slosh.
I would shoot out of bed if I heard that.
Hey guys, so I am coming to read you a special bedtime story.
Clap if you have a storage unit.
Hello, everyone. You're tuning into your bedtime story with Nicole. At this point, it might become clear that I don't know what the fuck happens on calm.
Yeah.
What do they do? Do they tell them a story? They just say calming things?
I think they just talk. I think it's just like their calming voice.
You are important. You are brave. You are...
I left that yogurt store.
You left that yogurt store.
You left that yogurt store and you did not get the yogurt you wanted.
And you were upset.
And you were upset.
Back to the real news.
Back to the real news.
Yes.
Back to base stocks.
Just a forewarning. With our tour going on.
Yeah, we're headlining.
We're headlining
the arena. Countries around the world. We're headlining countries.
I mean, I would even go as far as to say continents.
Continents, yeah. Any continent.
Like, you know.
Any continent that still exists post-global warming.
We will headline. Be on tour there.
Yeah. So we will be doing that for the rest. And then we also got a kind of like our Olympic schedule is a little bit,
you know
ramping up.
We are in Missouri now. We're going to the Olympics.
A lot of things going on. So
I didn't realize we were double booked, the Olympics and this tour.
That's true. But you know what? The things the Olympics are doing with Sha'Carri Richardson.
We don't want to go.
I think I'm going to stand
Should
with
we bow
her.
Out?
I think I might bow out because of that in solidarity. Okay, we're officially withdrawing from the Olympics and we're focusing all of our efforts on
the
our
tour.
Rock and roll tour. So that's all to say that we will be a little bit MIA for most of July, but we will be back in August.
I've been waiting 15 minutes to just hit
that. I know, I was supposed to hit my cue. We'll do some tour diaries, from the road of, but it is a podcast, so you will not be able to look at us. Thank you so much.
We're gonna check in from the road every once in a while and give you an update.
Yeah,
first stops Arizona.
But just a heads up, so I know we've missed some episodes before and people have been furious.
Look, we were gone all of Pride Month. There's a good reason. We were both
straight
drunk.
Straight and
same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same. Ooh, yeah. So yeah. Back in August, but we will be doing... Oh my God, it's raining now. We will be doing a tour. I'm acting like as if I've never seen it. Oh my God, it's...
Oh my God, there's water
rain,
falling from the
not
sky!
Not only wind, but also rain. So we'll periodically check in on all of you. Obviously, you can follow us both on social media and catch up with us there. I'm Nicole W. Boyce on all platforms. I'm just going to say.
I never found you funny. I never found you entertaining.
Alex is Shawn Mendes on all platforms. So look out for him there. And
keep an eye out for Shawn Mendes. For Shawner.
Yeah.
Shaliner.
If you've ever wanted to. Clap if you've ever wanted to.
Wait, you didn't respond when I sent you that TikTok of the guy reading the McDonald's menu that was like, we have great mmms that go with. Yums. I'm not gonna make a habit of this, but gonna try to pull it up just because.
Well,
wait, this.
So, okay.
Welcome to McDonald's, where fresh meets juicy.
I didn't respond to that.
No,
I think.
And I said it in a group, and nobody responded.
Who was the group?
It was
you. The one with
and
Beyonce?
Bleep and bleep.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I loved it. Hey, well, I loved it.
It doesn't matter if you love him.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H. It's raining so much.
It is raining outside.
Because you walked over here and it was sunny.
It was sunny. It was hot.
Since, dare I say sunny. And now here we are into the unknown. Anyway, so because we are going on tour, we just want to say that up top so that you know to savor this episode. Maybe just turn off this episode. Turn off the episode, unsubscribe from all platforms.
This is a reminder, actually, Pocket Full of Sunshine, great tune for this. Ladies and gentlemen, please go collect your beverage.
Mm-hmm.
You have 15 seconds starting
beverage
now.
Beverage time! Oh! Are we gonna open?
Yeah. Six, five, four, three, two, one!
Yeah.
Ooh. 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 What are we drinking today, Nicole?
Milk. A can of
canned milk.
Canned milk.
Canned milk. Mmm.
Saving the environment. One canned milk at a time. Don't get your milk bottled. Drink it in a can.
Don't get it twisted. Milk can.
Do they have alcoholic milk yet?
I'm just gonna pretend you didn't say that. Me drinking a canned milk. Take me to the bathroom.
It matters not.
Can I get you anything?
Well, let me tell you.
So what are you going to say?
It matters not where your milk comes from, but how you drink it.
Me thinking about alcohol milk?
Well, let me tell you, you'll never get it.
Milk-a-hol?
Okay, so now we have to do it. So maybe instead of going on tour, now we create canned milk alcohol. Look out, White Claw. We're coming for you. Spiked seltzer or spiked milk, bitch? This is going to be the theme song of
our spiked milk company.
Spiked milk company.
This album drinking cover is kind
spiked
of crazy.
Milk in my room.
This bitch really was like, I'm a princess.
Okay, that's her whole fucking thing. Okay, let's go to the
beach. Let's go get away. I remember the beach like it was yesterday. Hey, Nicole, want to go to the beach?
This is the theme song for
what's going on?
Alex, you have the floor. The next segment is Alex describes new Taylor Swift theories.
It's raining so
oh my God!
Hard.
This is the rain coming down.
Okay, if this is not the rain song, this is the rain song.
Yo, listen up. Here's the song.
Why does that low-key sound like Adam Levine?
No, you're wrong. Okay, anyway, what am I? Okay, so stop. I'm gonna do a new intro song for this segment. No, I don't like it.
No, here's a new intro song. Are you ready?
You don't even know what I'm introing.
No, I know. I know you are.
Alex
is walking on burning coals.
Let us know. Are there any new Taylor Swift theories?
Do I have a song?
You just said you would do your own.
This was the intro.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Taylor Swift Corner, which is essentially this entire podcast for the last 3 years. What theories should we start with today, Nicole?
Stop that. Okay.
I honestly don't have a new theory.
Oh my God.
I think I've said all of them.
But do you stand by? Are we? What's just give us an update?
Well, all right. Last week, I need to remember what I said last week.
Some batshit crazy shit. It's raining so hard.
Last week, I said that Taylor was going to... Well, here... two-part theory, okay? I said, in a general vibe, I do think that 1989 Taylor's version will come out before Red, sometime this summer. But then, the second part was that I said, I think it will come out last Friday, ahead of 4th of July. Nicole then critiqued me and said, why would it come out 4th of July? It has nothing to do with 4th of July. To which I said... Yeah, but it's like summer bop, 4th of July parties.
Okay, well, did it come out on 4th of July?
And no, it didn't come out. So I was wrong. But.
So now what's your new date?
No date. But isn't it interesting that she announced it like 3 weeks ago and then there's nothing? There's been no single. There's been no. She's
just
not talking about
she
it.
She said it would come out. It was way later.
Yeah, but when she announced Fearless. We got a single. We got stuff.
So you think because she has not...
It's a little mysterious.
That she hasn't put out a single, you think... But when did you say the album was coming out?
I never found you funny.
November.
If you've ever wanted to kill somebody.
So why would she put out a single now? now.
For an album.
For an album in November. She'll promote
it. She needs you to stay on top of it.
She doesn't need that.
When she
She doesn't need us.
She needs us more than
we need it. Yeah.
She doesn't realize that our tour that we're going on is actually the Red Tour.
We're actually just recreating, we're doing Come to Brazil version of
when Taylor finds out we're going on the Red Tour.
Taylor, when you ask her if she's going to release 1989 before Red.
Kind of focused on being a baddie right now. I can't really work.
Does Lana Del Rey work?
Me looking at Taylor.
The woman that you are today is just beautiful. Your love is amazing. The way you love people is inspirational.
Me looking at Alex. Okay. Me looking at Alex whenever he talks about Taylor Swift's albums coming out. Surprise.
Clap release. If you've ever wanted to kill somebody.
Can I get you anything?
A gun.
Me when Taylor does anything.
Yas queen, skinny legend, Versace boots, the house down. Slay queen, hunty mama, and oop daddy work, Charlie X.
Me to Alex about a surprise 1989 album release.
Well, let me tell you, you'll never get it.
Wait, that's good. That's good.
That actually works.
You've been waiting all your life for that one.
Yeah, I have.
I've been waiting my life for this one!
Let's go! When is Taylor Swift going to release Taylor's version of Under the Cork Tree?
Shut up. When are we going to get Taylor's version of our song?
Our song?
Mm-hmm. Yours and my song, which is Play It, Nicole.
Yeah, of course I'm pulling it up. Just.
I wonder if we're going to think of the same song.
Definitely not, because I am.
Should we both pull one up that's our song?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, well. Okay, I actually do think I have one that is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Like for real?
Yeah.
Like a real one?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, here we go. So this is our song.
Are we going to play at the same time?
Yeah, let me. This is going to be funny. Okay. Well, there's so many.
Okay, on one.
This is not. I'm not going to get it.
Three,
this
two,
is gonna be funny.
One. I'm dead. Oh my God. What other ones were you thinking of? I mean, that was perfect.
For a second, I was like, it'd be funny if it was.
Oh, I was toying between Pink and this, but. La la. City ever been touched so gently. You had to pass the point of la la la. I need everyone to know that for the last like 2 months, whenever Nicole, it's not even when you like say something, but if there's like a silence that happens in person, Nicole will just go la 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 la
la la la la la la la. Remember? Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad we played the same one.
Can we reminisce to 5 minutes ago when we were like, "This is gonna be the last episode, like the last full episode for
take
a little
it
bit,
in.
Take it in, and then cut to now." La 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 la. Perfect.
Let's get to the transition, the good one. Oh. God, this song is so good.
Was looking into your.
She created grammar with that.
Yeah, honestly. And spelling and like all of English, I think.
And thinking and of you.
And,
wow.
And thinking of you.
I okay. See sparks fly whenever you smile. Billboard, baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on. I have to say, I think I prefer the original Levitating to this remix.
Wow.
It's nothing against DaBaby.
Should we, new rules, you said.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Alex, you got something to say?
That honestly sounds like the beginning of Sugar. No, it doesn't. Wait, play Sugar?
bitch.
It's like the same note.
They're like in the same like key, if anything.
Okay, Miss Juilliard. Nicole went to Juilliard.
And not all people know this, but that's where I actually went to preschool.
So I was doing some...
Here's the story.
So
about a little man that lived in a blue world, and all day and all night, everything was blue for him. Inside, and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window. And a blue Corvette. And everything was blue for him and himself. And he ain't got nobody around to listen to. I'm blue, I wear green, I'm not.
So I was doing some research.
Not even gonna address.
Unpaid research, per usual. And I learned.
Who do you want to pay you?
The Biden Grammys administration foundation.
The Biden administration should pay us.
For
the Biden administration should. I've had two sips. I think I had too much caffeine today.
Yeah, but you know milk.
Yeah, but you know milk.
You know how what milk does to you.
Yeah, our spiked milk is 40% alcohol.
And 60% milk. listen to this. These two
listen
sentences.
Listen up. Here's... Okay.
This is the beginning of the... Go, everyone, search New Rules by Dua Lipa. You heard this song before?
Isn't that our whole job?
Is go to the Wikipedia song page because it says this.
Why would they go if you're...
Well, okay, don't go, but just listen. New Rules was written for girl group Little Mix.
Ooh, na, na, na. Ooh, na, na, na. That honestly kind of sounds like them.
Imagine Perry singing this song. She could honestly do it. She could do it as a solo song. I cannot fathom that
song. Or with
song.
The whole group, because we respect all of Little Mix equally.
Oh, and, yeah. We don't want to go down that path again.
Don't. We don't.
Remember when we got... I actually think the correct number is like 800 comments, like hate comments.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun summer. And then COVID happened. Why? Because of that. So you're welcome. I mean, sorry. So now nice. My life.
Yeah, but how interesting is that? That song was written for Little Mix, but then went to Dua Lipa, and then that was the reason that she became famous.
Oh my God.
That was Dua Lipa's like big first song.
The Lipa that almost wasn't Dua.
It leaped over to her. Instead of mixing over
with
to the little.
The littles. What does Little Mix mean?
Little
Mix?
They,
is that a British term?
So they were.
Is that what they call like bread?
Carve a sandwich on Little Mix.
No. That's.
It's an Australian who lives in London.
Yep. A fish out of water story, kind of.
When they were on X Factor, their original band name was called Rhythmix. And then I think there was like another band called Rhythmix, or there was something where they had to change the name and they went with Little Mix.
Oh, God. What? Wait, what does Little Mix mean?
Let's Google it. I don't know.
One, don't pick up the phone. Two, pick the phone
two,
back up.
Answer the phone.
Answer the phone.
Three,
because I'm calling you.
The phone.
Three, hey, just leaving a message on your phone. Pick up. The chess club was canceled today, so we're meeting up earlier than usual.
All right, stay with me through this. It was announced that they would change their name following a dispute with Rhythmix, a Brighton-based children's music charity of the same name.
Based.
It was reported that the group decided to make the change with no legal requirement to do so to avoid any difficulty with the charity. In October 2011,
difficult
it was announced that the group's new name would be Little Mix.
Difficulty with charity?
They didn't want to like fight with a charity.
No.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny if they took down a charity.
They're like, no, we're Rhythmix.
We're Little Mix. Sorry, you can't do anything about
the
it.
The charity's like, nar, you're not.
We're an Australian-based charity, obviously, and no, you're not going to take our name. congratulations, the NBA Finals. It's the Suns versus the Bucks. And, of course, Alex is a forward on the Suns. He was born in Phoenix, Arizona, so...
I actually was born in Scottsdale.
hate the winter. Yes. Can't stand the cold. Can we go over to wherever Lord is in the summer? Because our summer...
Nar, we can't.
Nar, you can't.
We
our summer...
Oh my fucking God.
Whoa, that kind of sounded good. Our summer's up, up, up. Yeah, I'm kind of over the summer. This summer's been shit.
Hey, it's going to be the best summer ever.
It's been... honey, summer's halfway over.
Hey, it's going to be the best summer ever.
Yes, Queens.
This makes sense. I just looked at the credits.
Summer's almost over. It's been raining.
It matters not.
What am I going to wear? How am I going to walk?
That's how I feel in the summer.
Clap if you've ever wanted to kill somebody.
Clap if you ever wanted to kill
summer.
Clap the
if you've
weather.
Ever wanted to kill somebody.
I have. And let me tell you.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
I will.
Tell me about it. Don't
I will
it.
Kill the weather.
No, don't.
One last...
time I tweeted that I was going to shoot the clouds and people got really mad at me.
Why did you tweet that? They and why like, did they get mad at
this
you?
This is what's wrong with America. People want to shoot. They think they can shoot anything. And I was like... go stand in the corner and think about what you did.
My glass is empty. That sucks.
La, 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 la.
I heard a new TikTok sound today, gang, that I wanted to play because I think last week's TikTok sound was a hit.
Yeah, you get good
based
reviews.
On the fact that we broke 9 million listens on last week's episode.
True! We did!
Take a listen.
Wait. Oh my God.
Yes?
I feel like you...
Yes, Nicole?
I feel like you should play the one you did last week's as like a little...
A reminder. All right.
And set the tone.
All right. Here's
not,
the...
But that has already been obliterated. Basically.
Well, I'll still do it. Yeah, here's the room tone, just for anyone who wants to know.
That is, oh my,
that one is better than this one I'm about to play.
Why does that even,
who spent the time to do that?
Who?
The username Nicole.
Yeah, me
Boys?
Hoping you don't look closely at the username.
Here's the
who
new one.
Who would do that? The fact that it's like auto-tuned.
It's so good.
It's an impressive artistic feat.
It honestly is. I wonder what if there's a hashtag for like that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's
the hashtag on this is Free Britney.
Fuck Justin Timberlake.
As a reminder.
Original sound. I wanna see, have they made any? Is this one?
You know who the fuck I is? I'm the Puerto Rican princess. It's gonna take God to come down here and slow me down. Fuck.
No. That was just another TikTok that came up.
Okay.
Anyway, so
okay, I'm waiting for the punchline.
Okay. Remember when Beyonce changed the game with that song?
Remember when Beyonce and Megan changed my shirt for me when I spilled spiked milk all over it? And she said, here's a fresh shirt. And I said, thank you,
she
Beyonce.
Said, hey, Nicole, here's a new shirt for you.
Don't ever do an impression of Beyonce.
Dear,
why is she British? Nar.
Also...
You did a... You,
you keep saying nar,
nar
about British people, but that is Australian.
I didn't say that I was being British. So you were talking like British.
I said,
you were talking
hey,
like
Nicole,
British.
Here's a new shirt for you.
Is that your impression of Beyonce?
And you go, no, Beyonce. I don't want it.
Can I get you anything?
A gun.
Yeah, so this is the best episode I think we've done thus far.
Absolutely.
To my gym. Have you ever listened to Perfume Genius? Are they good?
He follows me on Twitter.
Mitch, are there words to this song or...
I can't. Are you actually just like discovering new music while
recording? I literally am in the playlist that's the 100 best songs of 2020.
Why? Who's at the top of that?
Ooh. Top of it.
Why are you in this playlist? I guess maybe this episode has gone astray because Alex is just on Spotify.
Yeah, I'll get off 7 days a week.
This makes sense. I just looked at the credits. Jack Antonoff.
He wrote WAP.
I hate that sound effect.
It hates you. Burning passion.
Clap if you've ever... Clap if you have a...
kind of sucking my dick like... Clap if you get you any...
kind of...
Can you stop?
kind of focused on...
Last week, Nicole and I were wondering if Doja was going to get number one with her album on Billboard 200.
And I said nar.
And Nicole said nar. Correctly so. Congratulations, Tyler, the creator. You just got a number one album.
This is how he's finding out. Congrats! Woo!
Congratulations. Wait, what song is that? That's like congratulations.
Thousand Doves.
No. Wait, there's a song that goes congratulations. No, it's a RuPaul song. I just realized.
It's the song.
What's going on?
Crazy Frog didn't have to go that hard. Sorry, excuse me, Axel F.
What did you say?
Is Axel F his name?
Oh, Crazy Frog. I thought you said Crazy Fuck.
This crazy fuck
did not have to go so hard.
A Crazy Frog presents crazy hits. Interesting.
Crazy Frog, Crazy Dog, Crazy RuPaul. Honestly, good beat.
What's that RuPaul song that's really, really good that I love?
Oh.
It's the All Stars one. Is it? I don't think it's Sissy That Walk. It's the one that Trixie Mattel is on.
Oh, Kitty Girl.
Oh!
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh my God. Okay, this is actually the best song. This is the best song.
It's so good.
Why is it so good?
There's crack in it.
Alex, know you're sexy. And you keep slaying.
I keep slaying the game. I tell myself this every fucking day.
You should go on Drag Race. Should we?
Hey, Kitty Girl. Let's make my submission tape.
Right now.
Yeah. Not in drag.
Nar.
They're like, do you do drag? Nar.
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 But I am Australian.
Nar, but I think I should be on your shard. Shan?
So hype, so lit, so adrenaline.
Here's something we could talk about.
Okay, thank God, because...
The other day...
Really went into the...
The day, gang, I sent Nicole a song, and I was like, this bitch is a... I'm so sorry. I said, this bitch is a...
Oh my God, a little Burpee Levine over there.
Also, if I should stop burping into the microphone, I'll stop. It just happens so quickly. Sometimes I can't pull
Guys, write in. He wants to do a...
Guys, write in. Are my burps too much? Let me know. I sent Nicole this song because I was like, who is this girl? She's a Dua Lipa ripoff. This song sounds like she's trying to do her own future nostalgia album.
Mm-hmm.
And we agreed on this.
Okay.
Now I'm really into the song. And I listen to it frequently. And I like it a lot. It is a song by a girl named Mabel? Probably Mabel. She's British. Even
Mabel?
That.
Mabel? Have you ever.
Well, how would you say that? Mabel?
Yeah.
Okay. The album art looks like a Dua Lipa album art.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, it literally looks like a ripoff, but it kind of goes hard.
Peaches. I don't listen to songs that use the word bitch.
You listen to Betty?
Big facts, absolutely.
Then
why do other songs exist when Betty exists?
Someone even then pointed out that that song, that Mabel song I just played, uses the same beat as a RuPaul song.
Once upon a time.
Here's a question. Does RuPaul have more songs than any other person in the history of the world?
RuPaul must literally have like 25 studio albums.
I think so. No other TV show host is doing that. And for that,
I think so. And then just silence for an hour. Another TV host? What do you mean? Heidi Klum has 9 studio albums. Folklore,
Stephen
Evermore.
Stephen Colbert has 65 albums.
Heidi Klum's
okay,
like,
here we
I'm
go.
Releasing
I'm gonna,
my
okay.
first album, Folklore.
Okay, I'm going to go through all of... Let me just make sure these are all albums and not singles. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20! 20! 20 albums! Who else is doing that? Who else is doing 20 albums and still finds the time to watch people drown in a river and not save them?
Ugh, dude. He was like, I just thought 1,000 doves would come and rescue them.
Essentially, I mean, if you guys haven't heard the news, well, it's not news. Never mind. Look it up. Okay, RuPaul watched someone drown in a river. Alex is texting.
I know, I am sending a text.
Oh my God!
I never...
Should she suffer?
Yes.
Stupid. Should she suffer?
Oh my fucking Girl, God. People...
Well, let me tell you. You'll...
So what are you
gonna... It matters not.
What am I gonna wear?
Can I get you anything?
Clap if you... Clap if you...
I don't fuck with clown.
Clap if you have a... Clap if you've ever wanted to... Clap if...
I don't fuck with...
I left that.
Again, I'm gonna say it. She's not bad.
Left stroke just went viral. Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano ceramic to keep it on the high
note. You've never played the full thing.
You like this?
Sit down.
Wow, I'm into it.
Okay. Big boo.
I'm into that too.
Okay. Clap if you have a.
I don't fuck with clowns. I don't fuck with frowns.
Alex, why don't you talk about the Succession trailer that just came out?
Yeah, so all the white people go into the womb and they all yell at each other and then they get money.
Clap if you've ever wanted to kill somebody.
Are you not a Succession head?
Never watched an episode.
Well, 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 here I am sitting with uncultured swine.
I have watched the pilot and...
You thought it was a comedy, so you... Well, I mean, it is pretty funny. Why don't you watch it?
Why don't you watch it? Oh, Peter. Oh,
not this again.
Just a add a cricket. Just for luck.
Thousands of people DM'd me after that and said that, Nicole, I love your Mulan impression. No one else does it like you.
Who DM'd you?
Thousands of people.
On Twitter?
On everything. Twitter.
LinkedIn.
Instagram. LinkedIn, the Domino's delivery app.
I think Uber. The most notifications I get on my phone actually are from the Domino's delivery app.
I know, and
it'll just be like emojis.
It's always, yeah, they're always like, hey, sis, you want to slay this weekend with some pie?
That's like not a joke, though. It'd literally be like.
Well, I thought I did a very astute observation, old comedy bit about capitalism co-opting language.
Kawaii? A co-opting? Akuna Matata? What a wonderful phrase. So this weekend, Potheads, was Nicole's birthday. Well, it's actually tomorrow, but we celebrated this past weekend.
Maybe that's why I'm so tired.
You've had days to recover, so...
I was...
You were pretty.
Sheesh. Imagine this.
I knew that Nicole was pretty wishy when when two pitchers of margaritas appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. They were $50 each.
Were they $50?
Yeah, can you believe that? And I said,
can I pay you money?
No.
Okay.
Imagine this, my birthday party, the setting, undisclosed location, 50,000 feet underground. So me, standing above two pitchers of margaritas.
We were at the River Styx.
Trying to get everyone to chant with me, death to all of them.
Death to all of them.
Of course, quoting Wendy Williams, discussing the Spears family.
I do think that you got most people to say it with you.
Yeah. Because we all agree, death to all of them. Just quoting someone, you know.
Yeah.
Don't sue us.
Don't sue us.
Don't sue us.
But anyways.
Hey, kitty girl.
We supplied Nicole with the flag for America, which I'm sure people have seen is rapidly gaining popularity on TikTok and around the world.
Yes, our president, Nicki Minaj, now graces my living room, standing in front of the red, white, and blue colors that she now...
Yeah, we're going to take a selfie in front of it, and that will be the artwork this week.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect wig. A perfect wig.
A wig 10 out of 10.
Yeah, Alex got it for me for my birthday, which is the loveliest gift of all, is a new president, and her name is Nicki Minaj.
Yes, I got rid of Joe Biden, and I said, Nicki, get Nicki. Up there. Nicki.
So you're next in line.
Did you see that she has an announcement on Thursday?
Who?
Nicki.
What?
She said she's going live at 10:30. And she said, I won't be late this time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See you at 11:30, Nicki Minaj.
But people are like, is it going to be a single? What's it going to... Is it going to be music? Is it going to be like her Crocs line?
Maybe she's releasing 1989 Nicki Minaj's version.
Could you imagine?
What would
She's
it
like,
be?
I got a blank space, bitch. I don't and I'll write your pussy.
Okay. It's interesting that you would say that because I never want to hear it again.
I'll write your pussy.
I liked it more the second time. Yeah, thank you. Gnar. I'm sweating so much. How do I begin to say? Oh my.
Did you just hear that?
That was Alex's stomach. The ambiance. Okay, we're actually going to probably get a Grammy for... sound
surround
editing.
Sound
between the ambiance of the storm clouds, you know, your stomach.
Honestly, we should be Foley artists. Someone's like in the movie, I'm so hungry, and then I just go.
It's hard to do it on command.
I was trying to make it happen on command, but I couldn't do it.
You're trying to growl your stomach on command. Wait. You're crazy, Alex.
Let me take a sip, maybe it'll do it.
Why would sip of that canned milk. Oh, I got a foot cramp. No, bro. No.
Can you put on the auto tune really
My
quick?
My left stroke just went.
I'm feeling this episode needs a little auto tune to really spruce it the fuck up.
This episode needs like.
I just spit all over my pants. You see this?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Give me those pants.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Just went viral. Whoa, Loki. That was a good one. Why are we doing this? Because why wouldn't we?
I hope you think of me.
Oh, I thought that would also be auto-tuned, but baby wasn't. Baby? Wait, Girl in Red cover?
What's going on with this episode?
A Maggie Rogers cover? Standing in the open light within the swelter of the night. Sway with you.
I cannot fall in love. Oh! Alex just perked up. Like I've never
I looked at you because I feel like that's the kind of stuff you're into. Oh, huge news. How could I
what,
even...
What, fucking lesbians?
Speaking of...
Okay, it's time to start the episode. So,
how could we have forgotten
news.
That this was...
How do we get here? No. How do we get
Twilight.
Here?
All the Twilight heads out there and Paramore heads, and generally anyone who has a good sense of music taste. That was a sentence. Decode by Paramore is now on Spotify.
How did we get here? Here!
She, like, low-key, I mean high-key.
I think low-key, maybe high-key. I mean, peep that you like me.
Nar? Hayley Williams.
The woman you are today.
The woman you are today.
The Hayley you are Williams.
She really is such an underrated...
Bitch, I don't even know.
...vocalist.
Are you serious right now? She is so rated highly. Underrated?
No, I mean...
Nar.
I mean that in, like, why is she... Like, she should be literally as famous as, like, Beyonce. That's her outside. That's Beyonce outside honking her horn. She's like, bitch! Bitch! Yes,
can I get you anything? A gun.
I did just say that Hayley Williams should be as famous as Beyonce. But, like, why is she not? Her vocals are...
She's so famous!
But she's not... She is not like Beyonce famous. Like, I'm not saying that she should be like
this episode.
Like she could be more famous. Like, people know who she is, but I feel like here's why I always say it. Here's why I always think.
Yeah, okay.
You say Beyonce, my dad goes, yes, I know her. I say Hayley Williams, I don't think my dad would know who she is. He would know the Airplane song, and he would know, like,
why is your dad the metric for with which Hayley Williams should be achieving?
Because I view...
Your dad want to know about Paramore?
An old... I bet he's heard the name Paramore, but he would not know a song.
Okay, so let's actually get into what your dad knows, though, because let's dive into this realm.
Yeah.
So would your dad know, say, a Shakira?
He would know Hips Don't Lie.
Okay, would...
And I've told you this before, and I think I've said this on this podcast... That his, and I'm quoting him, favorite song, and it's not even specific to this artist, but I think that he said that this is his favorite song.
This is so fucking crazy.
Is You in Your Hand by Pink. I'm not here for your entertainment.
They said, Pink, how do you want to begin the song? She said, let's listen for it.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Ow. Like, he would know that.
Okay, so he knows Pink, so he knows Shakira. Does he know Let's Go, like a Fall Out Boy?
No. But I just think, like...
But maybe that's just... She's not pop. She's all rock.
Yeah, which is funny because I honestly feel like that would be a little bit more in line with what he would, maybe not alt rock, but like rock.
Your dad likes rock and roll?
Yeah.
Like Pink. His favorite song is Pink, but you would...
Yeah, his favorite... So his three favorite rockers are the Stones, Pink, and Megan Trainor.
Ashley Simpson.
Would he know an Ashley Simpson song? That's a good question. No, but he would know...
He might know Jessica.
He would know who they are.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons sissies.
As we call them.
The SSs.
As we call them in the
group
chat.
Oh, the SSs. Oh my God, we can't say that.
You said it, not me. I didn't say it.
Earlier today, Nicole said, yeah, when I go get a haircut, I ask for the Nazi cut.
That's not what I said.
You actually did say that.
Not what I said.
You did say that.
You make me want to lie.
Because I got a haircut today and I said to Nicole, I fear it looks like James Charles.
So you're pick your
you
poison.
Make me wanna pick scream. Your poison.
The options for haircuts are James Charles and...
Do we end? What are you saying? Let's end. This is... It's gone too far. We just...
Let's
I just
go
said
further.
That... Okay. So canned milk. Thoughts? Stinky.
When you begin the podcast with spiked milk, there's not much other... There's not much... Ask now what you can do for the canned milk, but what the canned milk can do for meow. No.
What are you standing?
I'm watching a lot of Love is Blind. Have I talked about this?
I think you have.
No, too hot to handle.
So the one where they can't have sex?
Yeah. It's very Christian, I realized. Because the whole show has very like...
Purposefully youth. Or the idea of it is Christian?
I don't know. But the whole point of the show is like to deeper their connections and to not have sex.
Wait.
And to like earn...
The album Autobiography came out on January 1st, 2004 on New Year's Day.
That's incredible.
That's weird.
Why is it weird? She said, you make me want to holiday
on an album on a holiday.
Maybe it's because Jessica has the Christmas market and she was trying to...
Get the New Year's market?
Get the New Year's market.
Her and Taylor.
Oh, New Year's Day. Can we play New Year's Day?
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
You can meet me on an airplane.
There's glitter on the floor after the party. Girls carrying the shit to the memories they will hold on to you.
If you were listening this far in the episode, I will hold on to you. DM me on Twitter. I will Venmo you $1.
Wait, the qualification is if you listened this far in the episode,
yeah. I'll Venmo you
tweet
one,
Nicole and she will Venmo
DM
you
$1. DM me on Twitter and I'll Venmo you $1.
Watch this be the most popular episode of all time. We get 9 million instead of 8 million.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
For every single one?
Yeah.
No cap?
No cap, no brainer. No.
No cap, no brainer. I'm gonna get the bingo together.
Maybe. No, I'll do a dollar. No, I'll do it.
Reputation really is
never coming out.
The best album
on Taylor's version. Do you think she's gonna surprise our Reputation?
It's crazy that Reputation.
Yeah, I did something bad.
That we're like Reputation feels so recent. It's crazy that we're gonna get a new version of it.
Maybe we just didn't have any new Taylor news to talk about this episode, and it really threw us.
Honestly, when there's no Taylor news, I go into hibernation. I ain't got jack shit to talk about.
I ain't got nothing. To talk about Willow 90s trend remix.
Don't do it. It's not good.
Really?
Yeah. Why you know what is good?
Getaway car. Oh!
Getaway car might actually be top 5 Taylor songs of all time.
What? Wait, what was when we did the bracket? You said your number one song of all time.
Don't make me say it again.
It?
I don't want to say it.
Because I think about it often. What was it?
I'm just gonna play it because.
See, for a second I thought it was Hey Steven, but it's Dear John!
I don't know how it happened.
Alex,
I don't know how it happened.
Number one.
I need to go back and look really quick because I'm curious what it beat. What was my number two?
You're gonna go find the bracket right now?
I don't tweet that much, so.
I've got time.
It'll come up quickly.
I got time.
I literally will scroll back for 2 minutes. 2 seconds and it will come up.
I see where this is gonna go.
I'm at it.
Oh my god.
Wait, this is a chaotic bracket.
Well, yeah, it ends.
But also, we did this before Folklore and Evermore, so we might have to do it again.
Oh, is everyone begging us? I think we will.
My top four were Style, Dear John, Wildest Dreams, and Red. Then my top two were Dear John and Red, which I really don't think is correct.
Wait, so who did?
It was Wildest Dreams versus Red, and Red beat it, which I...
Red beat Wildest Dreams?
I would take that back in a heartbeat.
Maybe
and
we
Style beat
Red.
Dear John, or Dear John beat Style, which I would also take back. This is an incorrect
maybe
this
we
was incorrect.
This was at the beginning of quarantine, so you know, we were all kind of in a weird places, I think.
Wait, this literally was March 16th, 2020.
Did we cause the pandemic with this?
I think so. What was yours? Our song? Was that your number one?
I don't know, honestly. I can't say I remember. I'll recall.
I
remember
can't
we
believe...
got a lot of flack for All Too Well not going that high. And I do think I'd actually rank it higher.
I would
days,
too.
Just because of the lore around it now and the anticipation for the 10-minute version.
Wait, I just found on my bracket where All Too Well landed. This is insane. It beat Gorgeous.
Okay, yeah.
And then I had mine beat All Too Well.
That's kind of fucked up.
That's bad.
That's kind of fucked up.
I should turn in my... Wait, and then mine beat Delicate.
Bitch! Yo!
What's wrong with me?
Okay, you should be arrested.
I literally should go to jail. Wait, this is so fascinating.
We should actually go take ourselves into jail right now.
Out of the Woods beat Shake It... Dear John beat Out of the Woods? I'm quitting. I'm quitting life. I'm quitting being a Swiftie. I can't.
We need to do a redemption bracket.
Let's get to the...
Oh,
it's so good.
It is, but like... So I don't know. This, your number one? Oh, it's a getaway car, Mom. What?
Oh. Do you know who this is?
Megan Trainor?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What?
Just an update. It looks like it stopped raining.
Perfect.
But it is...
But we are in the getaway car, so...
Yeah, so it's hard to get
there. Standing this week, Nicole? What are you? Stop on this week, Nicole.
Don't even do it. I said I was watching a lot of Two Hot Tangle. I'm not standing it.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Oh, okay. You're not standing it.
It just says big, like youth Christian group. Like, oh, I saw lightning. Did you see lightning?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, no, I saw it too. Yeah.
Wait, Britney Spears' conservatorship lawyers to resign.
Yeah, her lawyer resigned and her manager just resigned.
Is that good or bad?
I think bad. I think she's basically going to have no representation. But also, maybe her manager and lawyer were
bad
by her dad, so I don't know. We'll have to do some research.
Before we talk about it on our podcast?
Yeah.
Free Britney, death to all of them.
Death to all of them.
I am standing. Yeah, Wendy Williams sang that, I guess. Okay.
That's good.
Let's record for 2 hours.
Wait, I've never heard that before.
The little like mouse. What the fuck is that?
Have you ever heard that?
It was like a little like mouse scuttling along.
It's Pizza Rat. What kind of crack were they on when they made that song? Good. I look through the windows of this
love, even though we put it them. Is that the original song?
Yes.
That song is insane. She released this? She's crazy. Our friend Taylor, she's crazy.
The drums of this. I feel like I've never heard this.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
With headphones on, maybe it's different. My heart, my hips, my body, my love.
Trying to find a part of me that you didn't. Okay, actually, I love it again. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, wait, let's get to the crazy part. Gave up on me like I was a bad drug. Now I'm searching for signs in a haunted club. Our songs, our films, united we stand. Our country, because it was a lawless land.
United
the crazy
we
part
stand.
Is the whole song.
Let's get to the crazy part. United we stand. Our country, our... It's like, okay.
Anyway, so I'm standing this week, you guessed it, the Mabel song. I'm very into it. There's a line that I like that I don't know where it is in the song. Will I find it?
Let's Great, bro.
Oh, that was it. That was a bar. I like when she goes, from up here, the haters look teeny tiny. Gleaming
blonde hair. Oh my god. You could call me Khaleesi. I stay up on my queen shit. No. Up here, the haters look teeny tiny. You pass it. You can call me Khaleesi on my queen shit, Alex. Baby, take time. Money talks and I'll make my
all my girls for the baseline. Ponytail to the waistline. If I ever listen this far. Baby, take time. Money talks and I'll make my. Let them know, baby, let them know. Cause they can't run their mouth, but I'm standing. It's like sounds absolutely like a duo. Sounds like a puff, but
prism knockoff.
Don't she prism? We should end this.
Compare us all.
Stay tuned for some check-ins from tour.
Yeah.
We will be checking in periodically with all of you and DM Nicole for $1 on Venmo.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
I never said what I stand.
You said too hot to handle.
No, I said I didn't stand it, though.
We'll say it.
I'm standing... Oh, I said Wendy Williams and death to all of the...
Yeah, so you did.
And also... Death to all of them in regards to the Olympic committee that kept Sha'Carri Richardson off of off of the Olympic team. So,
and also Mark Zuckerberg, and
for flying the flag so often.
Yeah.
So these are actually people that are
that we will kill. This is actually our hit list.
Yeah, this is not who we're sending. This is who we're death to all loving them. But in a joke, if any lawyers are listening,
in a joke.
The lawyers are listening that want a dollar. Then
DM me.
You can still get it, but this is a joke. Parody law.
Good night.
Parody law. What's our? What are we ending on?
You know what we're ending on.
Okay. Goodbye. Comparisons are easily done once. You were the one.
Spending the night.
Ah, oh, more lightning. We gotta go.
We gotta go. Your eyes.
Looking into
your eyes. Your eyes. I want you to know. I don't even know if that's the lyric.
You sing the door and
you sing the door, kiss me away,
kiss me away. Oh, I wish that I this picture of you to stay. Use code word Katie for $2 Venmo. That's right.
If you guys like this
podcast,
then like, subscribe, and share.